Hello, and thanks for checking out Chemistry Connections on the Hopewell Valley Student Podcasting Network, a proud partner of HVSPN.com, where students come together to publish content to share with the world. The opinions represented within this episode are those of the content creators only. Please enjoy the show.
Welcome to Chemistry Connections. My name is Zoe, and I am your host for episode 14, called The History and Chemistry of Agent Orange. Today, I will be discussing the notorious herbicide used during the Vietnam War, its composition, and its impact. First, we'll start by introducing the herbicide, Agent Orange, and its history and use during the Vietnam War. Agent Orange was a mix of two herbicides that was sprayed in high concentrations during the Vietnam War by the US military. The name came from an orange stripe that was found on the containers of this chemical. Agent Orange and other herbicides, collectively known as the Rainbow Herbicides, were part of a large operation, Operation Ranch Hand, which aimed to defoliate lots of land through spraying chemical herbicides from aircrafts. Agent Orange was the most used herbicide during the Vietnam War. The chemical was sprayed in up to 20 times higher concentrations than suggested for killing plants domestically by manufacturers. This caused severe damage to millions of acres of forest, affected 3 million Vietnamese people with disease and defects, including children who were not alive during the war, and remained in soil for decades, which disturbed the food sources and ecosystems. Agent Orange was the most commonly used chemical during the war to defoliate the forests and farmland of Vietnam and its neighboring countries Laos and Cambodia. Over 20 million tons of this chemical was sprayed. This was for many reasons. One, it took away cover from the Viet Cong, who were guerrilla fighters dependent on the cover provided by Vietnam's thick forests in order to defeat the much larger American military. The destruction of farmland also caused many of the Viet Cong to be unable to sustain themselves rurally, which starved them or forced them to move closer to sustain themselves. This took away nourishment from rural areas, which was one of the main supports for the Viet Cong during the war. Agent Orange was eventually banned in 1971 by the United States due to its toxic effects, which we will discuss later. Remaining stocks were destroyed on a remote island. Now we're going to talk about the chemistry behind Agent Orange and how it impacted the environment and people involved in the Vietnam War. First, we're going to talk about the composition of Agent Orange, then why this chemical mixture caused so much damage to the environment and people. First, going to talk about the composition of Agent Orange, then why this chemical mixture caused so much damage to the environment and people. Agent Orange is a 1-to-1 mixture of two herbicides, which are 2,4-dichlorophenoxyacetic acid, or 2,4-D, and 2,4,5-trichlorophenoxyacetic acid, or 2,4,5-T. The herbicides were originally developed in the 1940s, but only used domestically until after World War II. And came to prominence as chemical warfare weapons in the Vietnam War. 2,4-D in its pure acid form is not soluble in water due to its strong solute-solute polar bonds, which cannot be broken by water to form weaker solute-solvent bonds. Therefore, many forms of the acids, such as in salts or esters, were used instead in order to be soluble in water. This can be seen in common forms of the herbicide by itself in use today. However, the other component of Agent Orange, 2,4,5-T, is almost completely not soluble in water, also due to its strong polar bonds. So Agent Orange was often dissolved in diesel fuel or other organic solvents, which can create stronger solute-solvent bonds with the 2,4,5-T than water can. Agent Orange and its component 2,4,5-T was phased out after the 1970s due to toxicity concerns. However, 2,4-D is still used to this day. 2,4,5-T and 2,4-D belong to a class of selective herbicides known as synthetic auxins, which changed growth hormones in broadleaf plants and effectively killed them in high concentrations. This was done by causing the plant to have uncontrollable growth, which it could not sustain and would eventually die. 2,4,5-T was phased out because the production of 2,4,5-T would often lead to a contaminant byproduct known as tetrachlorodioxin, TCDD, or simply dioxin for the general public. As you can see in the show notes figure 1, the process of synthesizing 2,4,5-T by heating 2,4,5-trichlorophenol, which was an organochlorine with the chemical formula C6H3Cl3O, with a base NaOH in CH3OH or water under high pressure will produce 2,4,5-T at 140 degrees Celsius. However, a slightly higher temperature of 160 degrees Celsius will cause the production of TCDD. This is because of the activation energy needed to start these reactions. The activation energy to start the synthesis of 2,4,5-T is lower than the activation energy needed to start the synthesis of TCDD. Therefore, a lower temperature is needed in order to give the reaction enough energy to produce 2,4,5-T than TCDD. This means with extremely controlled temperatures, it was possible to synthesize 2,4,5-T without synthesizing dioxin by not giving it enough activation energy. However, since the difference in temperature is so small and hard to fully control, TCDD was often produced as a side product when synthesizing 2,4,5-T. Back to the historical side, although the manufacturing of 2,4,5-T could have prevented the manufacture of TCDD along with it, the United States government often overlooked the production of TCDD and sprayed the chemicals knowing that it could be extremely harmful. Although TCDD was produced in trace amounts, it still caused lots of damage. It's attributed to the cause for many forms of cancer encountered in Vietnam veterans, such as lymphoma or leukemia. It's also believed to be the cause of many birth defects found in children of Vietnam, even those who were born after the war. As previously mentioned, since Agent Orange was sprayed on farmland and lasted for a long time, the contamination of TCDD in food grown from them may be a reason why many people were affected by the toxin. Agent Orange also had a large impact on the environment, as many countries have condemned its use as a form of ecocide because of the damage done to the forests. The US and Vietnamese governments worked together to cleanse the land of Agent Orange, but the recovery of the forests has been hard. I wanted to talk about this topic because it's a commonly overlooked event in history. This can be seen because wars that the US didn't win, such as the Vietnam War, despite its extremely important impact on the United States, were often overlooked when history is taught to many Americans. In addition, the US committed many war crimes or similar atrocities to other parts of the world, which this episode aimed to shine a light on. I hope you have learned something from this episode, be it history or chemistry. If this episode sparked an interest in you for chemical warfare during the Vietnam War, I highly recommend doing a bit of learning on the other rainbow herbicides and napalm as well. Thank you for listening to this episode of Chemistry Connections. For more Student Rant podcasts and digital content, make sure you visit www.hvspn.com. Thank you.